And welcome back to the program. Well, as we mentioned, a blueprint to help more Aboriginal students graduate from high school is being launched by the Prime Minister Tony Abbott today. It's a big event and one that we're very interested in. Joining us on the program today to tell us a little bit about what's happening, but more importantly, the program itself. We're very happy to welcome from the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation, Renee Coffey. Renee, welcome to Karma.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it's a big event down in Sydney. Tell us all about it and your involvement.
So today we're launching a compendium of best practice for achieving successful outcomes with Indigenous students in Australian boarding schools. So it's a bit of a big mouthful. And we're also launching the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation's annual report. So we're lucky to have the Prime Minister here with us this morning to launch those two documents.
Obviously, it's taken some time to put together. I mean, you're looking at best practice over many years. I mean, all of the problems and issues that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids have faced, you've looked at those, you've worked out possible solutions, and then hopefully it's all going to come into together with a format that will work for most kids.
It's been a three-year project, so you're quite right. It's taken a lot of time and a lot of interviews. There's been hundreds of people interviewed across the country at boarding schools in almost every state, and really looking at what works in different school environments with different groups of students. And I think what came through really strongly was in this boarding school space, there's no one-size-fits-all and there's no one solution or one way a program should look. What this was about was documenting the various types of programs that work, different elements, so that when schools are looking at setting up an Indigenous education program, they've got a resource that they can go to look through and see what aspects would work best for their own school environment.
Renee, there was a fear of large numbers of Aboriginal kids leaving country, going off to the big city, the big smoke, and not wanting to come back. I'm sure that over time now you're seeing the flow-on benefits of kids going away, getting that education or an advanced education and want to go on, but the flow-on impact that it can have at a later stage.
Exactly. So the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation isn't about advocating boarding school education to anyone. That's not our business. What we're about is making sure that for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families that would like to have a boarding school education for their children and for children themselves who would like to go away to boarding school, we're about making sure that those opportunities exist and that those young people are able to access high quality education at the schools that they want to attend. So it's really about opening up doors and allowing access where it otherwise might not be. We don't believe that people should be excluded from a high quality education due to, say, financial circumstances or distance or any of those things. So it's about opening doors for those families. We have hundreds of students currently boarding in schools across the country, I think over 500, and we've had a couple of hundred graduate already. And so what we're seeing now really is the next generation of not just Indigenous leaders, but Australian leaders are coming through these programs. I have to tell you, some of the young, my job, I have the best job in the world. Some of the young people that I've met on these scholarships and graduating are just some of the finest young people you could imagine, with just amazing plans for their future, amazing morals and values. And you asked before about going back to community. Personally, I believe that anybody is entitled to choose where they would like to live and where they'd like to work. And it's not up to us to say where people should live and return to once they finish their education. However, what we are seeing is that so many of these young people, when they receive the education, when they've had the opportunity and they've gone on to perhaps tertiary studies afterwards, so many of them are returning home. They're returning home as teachers. They're wanting to return home and work in law. You know, that if they're not already there, that's what their aim is. They're wanting to go back into community and help others in their community.
Renee, you've got the Prime Minister, you've got Warren Mundine. Obviously, the level of participation right across the board from the very top of government would signify that there's genuine interest and concern.
Certainly. So the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation has been fortunate enough to have the support of not only government and the community sector and schools, but also business. So many large Australian companies support our work. We have a large fund that has been contributed by so many individuals and top companies, and we were talking about that top companies in Australia really are on the same page with us in terms of our vision for Indigenous young people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. So we're so fortunate enough to have all of that support from the broader Australian community.
On that note, Renee, many thanks for joining us. We know you've got a launch to go to very shortly, but thanks for joining us. We'll continue to watch on with great interest.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. That's been lovely.